Live from KTOO in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. Tribal representatives told U.S. Attorney General William Barr that rural Alaska Natives suffer from multiple public safety problems, including no law enforcement presence in multiple villages, substance abuse, and alarmingly high rates of violence and sexual assault. In Anchorage, Barr heard from tribal representatives Wednesday in an Alaska Native Justice Roundtable. Earlier, he met with top Alaska law enforcement officials. Barr will wrap up the visit with the rural communities of Bethel, Galena, and Napaskiak. The visit comes the same day Special Counsel Robert Mueller defended criticism from Barr and others that he should have decided whether to charge President Donald Trump with obstruction of justice during his investigation into Russian election meddling. Barr left the roundtable discussion without responding to a question from the Associated Press about Mueller's remarks. Governor Mike Dunleavy today called on lawmakers to send the state budget to his desk. He also wants permanent fund dividends to be calculated based on the formula set in state law, which would be roughly $3,000.
The clock is ticking. Alaskans are waiting for a budget, and Alaskans are waiting for a decision that hopefully will follow the calculations that we've talked about for the PFD. I'm not sure what another week or 2 or 3 weeks is going to do to change that.
Today is the 15th day of the special session, which can last up to 30 days. Neither the Senate nor the House have work scheduled for the rest of the week. But meetings have been happening behind closed doors, and Senate President Kathy Geisel says the Senate is considering a plan that could bring the session to an end as soon as next week. The plan involves the Senate debating the amount of the dividend in a bill that's separate from the operating budget. The bill would also determine how the state would pay for the dividend. The dividend money could come from state savings accounts.
That is what we're looking at doing, is actually having a bill that would just have the dividend in it. It's the amount of the dividend and the fund source.
Geisel says the legislature could revisit how dividends are set in future years during a special session later this year. Dunleavy says any changes in the dividend formula should go to a vote of the people. Dunleavy says he's open to the dividend coming to him in a separate bill, but he wants it to be passed before the budget and to be the full amount. Dunleavy sent a message to state workers today saying layoff notices would go out if the legislature hasn't passed a budget by June 14th. It's after work, and the summer sun and the tide are out at John Wright's go-to fishing spot in Juneau, the wide sandy beach where Sheep Creek meets Gastineau Channel.
So my name is John Wright, and I've been fly fishing in Alaska, Juneau specifically, for 7 years. I've been fly fishing for 20 years, and I'm 32, so that's a good chunk of my life. So this is probably one of the first places I fish when I moved here, and the first place I broke a rod here as well.
You catch something too big?
Yeah, the chum salmon. Ferocious.
A few years back, he says he started noticing someone showing up on the beach with a different hobby.
If I recall correctly, my first years here, there were no dredgers here, and then one day there was maybe one, and it just seems like within a couple of years there were many, and I've just always been curious.
Dredgers. I'm Jeremy Shea, and this is Curious Juneau. Not about fly fishing, but dredging for gold.
Gold! Gold! Beautiful gold!
On this day, we count 7 different rafts on the beach with motors, pumps, hoses, ropes, wheeled sluice boxes, and plastic tubs. Weekend warriors gear for recreational gold dredging. The rafts themselves are made of wood, pallets, and big foam blocks lashed together, about the size of a big mattress. The combination of improvised DIY stuff and special gold sifting gear, probably ordered off the internet, looks real janky, like something out of Mad Max or Waterworld. The beach itself is pockmarked with unnatural pits about as deep as a bathtub.
They've been pretty busy.
The rafts are tied up to old pilings and big rocks that'll be underwater when the tide comes in. They're unattended, except for one. We head over so Wright can ask one of these DIY dredgers about what they're doing out here.
I'm kind of curious if, what if they don't want to share their secrets?
Hello. How's it going? A pit bull named King is keeping watch around a fresh pit in the sand. His owner is in hip waders, spraying seawater from a hose into the pit. His name is Nathan Brooks, and he's game to answer Wright's questions over King's protest.
How much time do you think you spend out here, and is there a season?
It depends on the tides, really. The season is more when it's warm. Not so much the frozen ground. Other than that, it's the, when the tides let us. The best times is when the tides are going out.
Brooks' raft is about 50 feet away in the water. One hose is running seawater up the beach to the pit. Another hose in the pit is sucking the slurry out and up to the top of his sluice box. He's got it propped up on a float and some buckets. We can't see through the slurry, but the bottom of the box is lined with special mats with a bunch of little ridges. They're supposed to trap tiny bits of gold and let the less dense sand and pebbles run off. Brooks has been out here all afternoon. He won't know if he's had a good day until the end.
On a good shift, we can run an ounce a day. You know, if we catch both tides, we can pull an ounce out of the ground.
Whoa.
I've pulled over 40 ounces out of here.
Wow.
Spot gold prices have spiked above $1,300 an ounce a few times this year.
You can do 40.
When I see this, I just see this big kind of fan of sand. Like, what do you see when you look at this landscape?
I see money. You know, that's what I see when I look around. There is payout, but it's nice being able to let my dog run out on the beach and hang out here and just kind of do my own thing.
He got into the hobby with his dad 3 or 4 years ago. King helps out too, pulling gear up the beach.
He really does. Actually, I come up to the end of it and pull the heavy thing back up in and out.
There are a lot of different rules around recreational mining. Some require state permits, some don't. Brooks says this spot is special because if you follow the rules, you don't need a permit. And unlike other spots, you're not jumping on anyone else's claim. The sand is special, too. It's the pulverized tailings of a nearby mine that closed long ago, so there's leftover gold. Eventually, Brooks shuts off his pumps and wraps for the day.
So how'd you do?
Not too bad. It's in that rope right there. You can see it up in the corner.
That's gold? Really? It's that pale? I didn't even thought it was shinier, huh?
Nope. That's a mistake. People always think it's real shiny, and that's that pyrite.
Huh.
Which there is pyrite in also.
John Wright had a good day, too. He caught 2 Dolly Varden, but he doesn't think he'll be switching hobbies.
No, I think I'll just stick with mine. Mine's much more peaceful.
Have your own Curious Juno question? Submit it. Subscribe to the Curious Juno podcast. And catch up on past curiosities at ktoo.org/curious. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea. The University of Alaska Fairbanks plans to relocate reindeer from a campus farm to an Alaska Native-owned ranch in Delta Junction this summer. Under federal law, reindeer herding is largely the exclusive enterprise of Alaska Native people. But UAF has kept animals under an agreement with the Federal Bureau of Indian Affairs. UAF Agricultural and Forestry Experiment Station Director Milan Shipka says reindeer were brought to the campus farm in the late 1990s under an agreement with the Bureau of Indian Affairs to research feed varieties and meat quality for the Kuwerik Reindeer Herders Association. Shipka says the program is now more focused on USDA grant-funded meat processing and ranch management research.
So those are things that we don't need to have deer here at UAF in order to accomplish.
Shipka says the plan is to begin the transfer of about 30-some BIA-owned reindeer from the UAF experiment farm to an active ranch in Delta in June. Shipka says moving the reindeer hinges on expected resolution of support from the Tanana Chiefs Conference and subsequent approval from the BIA. Reindeer at the experiment farm have long been a popular roadside tourist draw. Shipka notes that UAF's off-campus large animal research station will continue to have reindeer. An Alaska senator has written to the U.S. Trade Representative asking for Alaska fish species to be removed from a list of goods facing tariffs. Kodiak Daily Mirror reported yesterday that Republican Senator Dan Sullivan sent a letter to the U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer this week. As part of an ongoing trade dispute with China, earlier this month, the Trump administration announced an increase in tariffs from 10% to 25% on $200 billion worth of products and tariffs on an additional $300 billion in goods. Sullivan says he asked Lighthizer to consider removing tariffs from seafood fished in Alaska, including salmon, some species of rockfish and flatfish, pollock, and Pacific cod. The letter was also signed by Senator Lisa Murkowski and Representative Don Young, who are both Republicans. The National Weather Service forecast for the Juneau Borough and Northern Admiralty Island. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-40s. Thursday, partly sunny, highs around 70. And with those clear skies, the UAF Geophysical Institute's aurora forecast for tonight is a 4, active. Displays will be visible overhead from Barrow to Anchorage and Juneau. This is the choral ensemble Queens, the all-woman group, stopped by KTOO to record the song No So by Juno songwriter Marion Call as part of KTOO's Red Carpet Concert Series. That's the KTOO News Update for Wednesday, May 29th, 2019. I'm Jeremy Shea.